But what about if you know a young child that you think has just been spoiled rotten, and you think when he gets older, it's gonna show up. What might you say if you were trying to tell somebody that he's probably gonna turn out bad? What would you say?
Yeah, I'm saying probably wind up in penitentiary. I've got some pretty close that I've said that about.
Is that right?
Well, he just is for a bad, and he'll wind up in the penitentiary.
Okay. All right. Let's see. A few more things about farming I wanted to ask you about. What do you call, when you're plowing, what do you call those trenches that are cut by the plow?
A furrow.
Those are furrows.
Mm-hmm. Furrow.
And if you have a good yield of something you're growing, you might say, well, we raised a big
crop.
Amy
crop, yeah, we made a big crop.
Okay. What about if you got off, if you got rid of a lot of bushes and trees on a piece of land, you'd say that you did what to the
clearing
land?
Cleared it out.
Cleared it out. Is there anything that you call a piece of land that's just been cleared?
New ground.
Call that new ground.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what about if you're growing grass or clover, something like that? And it comes up again after cutting, what do you call it then?
You mean after you mow it?
Right.
It comes up again. Well, I guess I'd say we got a second crop.
Second crop. Okay. Do you have anything special that you call crops that come up even though you didn't plant them?
Yeah, that's weeds.
Weeds?
Yeah. Volunteers.
Okay. Let's say that you just harvested something like wheat, maybe. I guess you're probably not as familiar with that, but do you know what you would say you tie wheat up into?
You tie it into well, I know, but I can't think. You got me there.
You think about a sheaf or something like that?
Yeah, that's right. That's right, sheaf.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What about the kind of grain that you feed horses? What is that?
Well, you can feed them oats and you can feed them corn. And I guess that's about it.
Which of those do you think is easier to harvest?
Corn.
Probably corn?
Yeah.
Okay. Right, well, let me ask you a few more expressions. Let's say that if we have to do something together, then you would say to me that
you and I would
have to do that. Okay.
Okay.
In other words, not just one of us, but
both of us
have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's right. Come on, GT, right up here.
But what about if you and your husband were coming over to see me, you'd say that
my husband and I,
or if you didn't want to say my husband, you could just say that, and I.
We, he and I.
Okay.
And I want you to know.
What about if you came up to my house and knocked on the door, and I called out, well, who is that? You'd say it's...
Well, if I was familiar, I'd tell you my name.
Okay, if you didn't want to use your name, you might just say, well, it's...
If I didn't use my name, well, I don't know what I'd say.
Let's say if I knew you pretty well.
Well, it's a friend, or it's a...
Or if I could recognize your voice, you might say, oh, just open the door, it's only...
It's only me, or it's only I, or...
Which one of those would you...